And today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, United Airlines is axing one of its hubs. We have details.
Another cruise ship returns to port early in Florida because of the norovirus. Is it possible this virus is striking far more often than is being reported? We have the scoop.
The Travel Channel's giving away a $100,000 trip to Spain and Morocco. How do you register to win? Details at 3:20.
Speaking of winning, we'll take your guess as the outcome of today's big game. And if you're right, you could win $100,000. How about $100 in American Express cash?
Ooh, that was close.
Yeah.
Our old buddy Ben Schlopik stops by at 3:35 to give us an update on the state of frequent flyer programs.
And there's a new sightseeing tour in San Francisco. And if you remember the 60s, you'll want to hear about it live at 3:50.
I almost remember the 60s.
Almost.
It's a busy afternoon as we count down to the big game on Super Sunday with the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. King of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
With the show.
You bet. We're on with the show. It's the Travel Guys every afternoon, every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock here on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations to my left, who nearly gave away a
$100,000 prize
American Express card. Huh? And there you go. That'd be pretty good.
The Travel Channel is giving away $100,000 in stuff.
Yeah,
we're giving away $100 worth of stuff.
There you go.
There's just a little bit of difference. If you're listening to the Travel Guys today and you're getting ready to watch that football game that's coming up in a little bit.
Or you're not going to watch it all and you're not interested, but you're interested in a $100 American Express gift card.
We invite you to give us a call at 834-1530 or 1-800-8. What's the 800 number? 1-800? Oh, goodness.
I don't know.
Well,
we'll
find out what the 800 number is. It's... 834-1530. There's the voice.
1-800-834-1530. I wrote it down last week.
921-1530, 800-834-1530. What we want to know is who do you think is going to win the football game and what the final score is? Person with the closest to the total number of points in the correct winning team will win a $100 gift card from American Express, and we will have the winner next week. If you are not able to call us, you can go to travelguysradio.com and register your guests. We will take guesses until 4 o'clock. So you can actually, you know, hedge a little bit and wait till the game starts.
There you go. And by the way, this show and the preceding shows, for those of you that may get distracted and missed some of the great material that we bring each weekend. You can check out the podcasts of the Travel Guys radio show at travelguysradio.com. We have them about Monday of every week. So there you go. Okay, I think it's time for some what we do every week at this time, and that will be the travel news. So
here we go. And it's a brand new duo, combo that you've got.
It's something to get you in. So,
I see.
All right.
It works. All right.
What do you got?
United Airlines is axing its hub in Cleveland. No surprise. United merged with Continental a couple of years ago. Cleveland is their weakest hub, and United is pulling out of Cleveland effective in April. CEO Jeff Smizik says that the Cleveland hub has been losing tens of millions of dollars in recent years, and the airline can no longer bear those losses. Cleveland will go from 199 departures to 72. It will be harder to get to Cleveland, Mr. Romano.
Well, yeah, and probably will also be more expensive.
By the time I get to Cleveland, no, that wouldn't be a song, probably. Southwest says no baggage fees in 2014. There had been some rumblings, but company CEO Gary Kelly laid to rest the persistent rumors that Southwest would begin imposing fees for the first and second checked bags and for flight changes. Kelly said unequivocally that Southwest customers would see no such fees in 2014. We love the word free at Southwest.
Well, there you go. And then they're not going to start charging for the restroom instead, are they? We talked about that.
No, we did. No word on that yet. Listen, Tom, when the airline business gets good, people look to start airlines, and investors are looking to launch a new airline with an old name. Eastern Airlines is coming back as a charter airline on the East Coast. They went into liquidation after it ceased operations in January of 1991. But a group of investors and entrepreneurs has acquired the rights to the trademark of the old Eastern Airlines and hopes to start a new airline using the old name. The norovirus is rearing its ugly head again as another ship has returned to port early in Florida with hundreds of sick passengers. And this is the third time in recent weeks, Thomas, that a ship has returned to port with a lot of sick people. And I have to tell you something. We were down in Miami a couple weeks ago taking a group to Key West. And we have a gentleman who does our guide service in Miami who is quite connected to the cruise lines, arranges a lot of their customers' transfers to and from the airport and the like. And he told me that they've been having a ship come back every couple of weeks with this virus. And they know because when this crew gets off, they're all wearing gloves and everything is all sanitized and stuff. So he says no great secret when a ship comes in and has this problem. And he says that it's happening every couple of weeks. And there are, what, dozen, 14, 16 ships home ported in Miami. So he says it's happening on a pretty regular basis, much more regularly than it's being reported to us through the regular media.
Well, we'll have to make a point to have someone who is an insider in the cruise lines to bring us some information. You know, I've talked to a number of people who say, you know, I'm not going to cruise for some time to come.
Well, cruises have for a long time, Tom, become, you know, the middle class vacation where people could take the fun, kind of upscale. They could feel like they were doing something really cool and didn't cost them a tremendous amount of money.
And what is it that you want to do when you go on a cruise line? You want to eat pretty much all day and all night.
Yeah.
And, you know, with any kind of a virus thing going on is certainly going to put a
Barfarama is not part of most people's plans on a cruise line. All right, one more quick story here in the travel news. China Eastern Airlines. Here, this is a great story. It makes me laugh still, and this was 3 days ago I read it. A passenger has been busted using his airline ticket in a rather surprising way. A man used his first class ticket to score free meals and drinks at a VIP airport lounge nearly every day for a year, a Chinese newspaper has reported. He changed his flight itinerary more than 300 times so he could enjoy the facilities at one of the airports in China. What's more, he canceled his ticket for a refund when the validity was about to expire. So picture this. First class tickets are refunded. Right, and changeable without a cost with most airlines.
Right.
So this guy figured out that if he got a first class ticket, he could go to the airport, check in for his flight, go to the first class lounge, enjoy all the stuff there, and then he didn't fly. And then the next day, when it got close to flight time, he'd call up, change his ticket, go back the next day, do the same thing.
He did this for a year.
He could do this for a year, and apparently the guy did it. It's like the all-time scam in history. Wait till Ben Schlopik hears about this one.
Speaking of Ben Schlopik, coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour, Ben is, well, one of our regulars over the last few years, and when it comes to frequent flyer programs, he's our inside guy.
Ben knows just about everything about all those scoops, and it's getting a little harder to game the airlines at their own programs now. They're getting a little better at it. So Ben will join us after the bottom of the hour. Reminder, we are taking Super Bowl guesses. If you'd like to tell us who you think will win and what the final score will be, we're giving away $100 American Express.
$100 American Express.
$100. Make no mistake, it's $100. Not as previously heard, a slightly larger amount.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. You call us at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530 or go to travelguysradio.com. We'll take guesses till 4 o'clock and announce the winner next week.
And right after the break, Jody Betancourt from the Travel Channel tell you how you can win yourself a $100,000 vacation here on the Travel Guide.
Welcome. This is the Travel Guys on KFBK, and as we've been promoting most of the week, you know, how would you like to win? Well, I would call it the vacation of a lifetime. With us is our guest from the Travel Channel, Jody Betancourt. Jody, welcome with Tom Romano and Mark Hoffman.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Jody, it's nice to have you on board. I think the first question that Tom and I think of when we're talking about, I mean, I'm a tour operator. I've been in this business for over three decades. My most expensive product may be like to Africa
for a week and a half, 2 weeks with airfare might sell for $10,000 or $11,000 on a really upscale package that included the falls and all that stuff. So when you sit here and you try to think about how do you get to $100,000, Jody, how do you get to $100,000?
Well, I'm sitting here looking at two pages of things that are, you know, connected with this trip to Spain and Morocco. It's over the top. I mean, it's the biggest trip that I've ever seen, and I've been doing this for a long time. And I would probably say it's worth really more than $100,000 because, you know, we got special access to these exclusive places that most people would never get access to just because we're with the Travel Channel.
And that's what I was going to mention. As a tour operator myself, one of the things you pride yourself on in creating for your clients who are traveling with you are unique experiences, things that
right.
they wouldn't be able to get on their own or wouldn't normally be available to the average traveler. Dare I say that you have some things in here that might not be available to anybody anytime. I mean, you're not meeting with the Pope, but you're pretty darn close. And do I see down here at the bottom, there's $25,000 in spending money.
Yeah, that buys a lot of souvenirs, won't it?
yeah. That, Tom and I were thinking that would be a few tchotchkes, huh, Tom?
There you go. By the way, Jody Betancourt is the vice president and editor of content for the TravelChannel.com. And this Travel Channel prize, $100,000 trip of a lifetime. Jody, from what I understand, this is the second time you've done this.
Yes, we did it last year with Italy and Croatia. But this is bigger than last year. I can only imagine what next year will bring.
and one of the cool aspects of this is being able to travel with many of the hosts from the Travel Channel. Is that part of this whole thing here?
Well, kind of. We shot a 1 hour special. And we sent Sam Brown, Anthony Melchiori, Adam Richman, and Don Wildman. They went to Spain and Morocco, and they did all of the things that the people could win. So if you watch the special, which, you know, check your local listings, because then you'll get every fine detail of what, you know, of the pricing.
So you can kind of preview that
you'll be traveling to places that they went to, but you won't be traveling with them.
Well, that might be a plus, actually, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Traveling. You wouldn't want to travel with the travel guys either. So yeah. I'm thinking.
Jody, if you had to pick the top five attractions on this trip, what would they be?
Oh, that's easy. I've already picked them. I knew you were going to ask me that question.
All right.
In Barcelona, I would definitely do the VIP box seats at the FC Barcelona soccer stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely go. My favorite would be the Arzak, I believe I'm saying that correctly, restaurant, which has about a 5 month waiting period. It's one of the best restaurants in Europe.
Oh my gosh, 5 months!
Yeah. I'd do the Formula One race car test drive. Just because.
So to win this incredible package to Spain and Morocco, this $100,000 package with $25,000 in spending money, how do people win this package?
They enter on the website, travelchannel.com, every day. It started January 2nd.
So you can do multiple entries, one every day?
You can do one every day on the website, and then you can do one every day on our Facebook page.
Yeah, okay.
So actually, you're getting two chances every day through March 24th. And, of course, you know, the more days you enter, the more chance of winning.
Well,
now, Jody, this is a little bit off topic here, but a couple weeks ago on the Travel Guys, we were talking about a huge expansion at the theme park Dollywood. And we understand that you are a big fan of
Dolly Parton. And why is that?
Well, it all started because I just love Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I, you know, going to Pigeon Forge and Dollywood is like Mecca for me. And I've been, I guess, 3 or 4 times, but I was really lucky. I actually, through the Travel Channel and GAC, I got to meet her in the spring and talk to her and get my picture taken with her. And, well, you know, let's just say that picture's everywhere.
Wow. Cool, Jody. Jody, thank you much for coming along to the Travel Guys and sharing a little bit with us about the trip 2014, Spain and Morocco, $100,000 trip. You can enter by going to travelguysradio.com, and we will have a direct link to get you to the Travel Channel and get you to the contest. So you can enter every day.
Yes, I can't take the trip, so, you know, I want everyone out there to enter and take it for me.
All right. Thank you so much, Jody Betancourt. And once again, editorial content for thetravelchannel.com. Say hello to Dolly for us, would you?
I sure will. All right. Thanks, guys.
What a nice lady, Jody Betancourt. And wouldn't it be cool if one of the Travel Guys listeners won the $100,000 trip?
Absolutely.
I think that would be unbelievably phenomenal. $100,000.
And Mark, why don't you tell the Travel Guys radio listeners how they might win $100?
$100 without $100 all of those
zeros. American Express card.
We would like to know who you think is going to win the Super Bowl today. We need the winning team and the final score, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. Luis has taken a number of calls already, so we have people listening to the show today. 800-834-1530, 921-1530, or travelguysradio.com. You have until 4 o'clock to register your Super Bowl guests, and whoever is the closest at the end of